Quiet Mind, Day 15. Drop the resistance. How resentment, complaining, and subtle negativity pollute your life and how to stop it. Let's get real. Most of us have walked through life carrying a low-grade grumble in the background. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's your partner. Maybe it's traffic, your inbox, or the way someone chews too loud. That tension, that irritation, that quiet, ugh, humming beneath the surface. That's ordinary unconsciousness, and it's not as harmless as it seems. Resentment, even the tiniest dose, is toxic, not just to you, but to everyone around you. It's like carrying a slow-release emotional toxin in your system. And yes, even if your situation justifies the resentment, your boss is awful, your partner doesn't listen, your life feels stuck, none of that changes the fact that the real damage is happening inside you. Here's the uncomfortable truth. When you resist the present moment, you turn life into an enemy. And that resistance doesn't just sit quietly. It creates a kind of friction that affects your body, your emotions, your thoughts. And yes, it spills out and spreads. Unhappiness is contagious. It's not noble, cathartic, or honest. It's pollution. So what do you do when you find yourself resenting or resisting? You only have three real options. Change the situation, leave the situation, or fully accept it. Anything else is insanity. Complaining about it, either out loud or in your head, only feeds the ego's addiction to suffering. Speaking up is empowering. Complaining is victimhood. But wait, shouldn't we feel our emotions? Isn't it okay to be angry or resentful? Sure, if it's already there, accept it. Observe it without judgment. But don't cling to it or justify it. Don't call it realism or being authentic if it's just a cover for habitual negativity. Real authenticity means owning your emotional state with awareness, not indulging it unconsciously. Here's a litmus test. If you could drop the negativity right now, would you? If the answer is yes, then just drop it, like a hot coal. No ritual necessary, just let go. If the answer is no, that's fine too, but at least be honest that a part of you wants to suffer, and maybe ask yourself why. Some pain runs deep, grief, trauma, old wounds. That stuff can't just be dropped like a suitcase. It needs presence, attention, and acceptance to be transmuted. But most of the time, our irritation, our complaining, our resistance to what is, it's just the ego trying to hold on to a false identity, a self-image that feeds on discontent. And guess what? That discontent is optional. Start with awareness. Catch yourself when you're complaining. Notice when you're irritated. Ask, am I making myself a victim right now? Or am I resisting my here and now? If so, pause. Ask yourself, can I accept this moment fully? If not, can I take action? If neither, can I walk away? Anything else is just suffering you've chosen, whether consciously or not. The world is full of people who are here, but never really here. They live in quiet resistance to their life, their job, their marriage, their surroundings. They move through life like it's an obstacle course, but you can choose differently. Be where you are, totally, even if it's hard, even if you're scared, especially if you're scared. Presence is what breaks the loop of fear. It cuts the link between your mind and the emotion. When you're fully present, the fear may still be there, but it has no control. It cannot win. So here's the challenge. Stop being a walking complaint. Clear your inner space. Drop the noise. Step into the now. Not someday. Not when life's perfect. Now.